Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's Lee Talk Drive. T Lock Drive? Free Talk Live. There we go. There we go. Eventually I'll spit it out. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. You can also get on the air over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can join our chat room. There's all sorts of fun things going on at almost any hour in the Discord server that we have going on. So you can also get on the air and sound almost as if you're in the studio with us. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
You know, we've been talking about a whole host of things, including neuro-linguistic programming. You know, have you been primed to believe things without facts and evidence?
Every time the media tells me something, I'm primed not to believe it.
Indeed.
Yep.
But I wanted to move on and talk a little bit about... Wait, before I do, you mentioned before the break that you had a statement from the federal government.
Well, yeah, I wanted to know about this coin shortage thing. I mean, I'd seen the headlines. I just hadn't taken the time to look at any of the stories because I'd almost never pay with cash usually these days. I pay with crypto so often here in Keene.
Well, I know that, like... there's a certain amount of silver still in, like, nickels, for example.
No.
No?
No, there's no more silver in U.S. coin currencies. Not since, 74 or 72?
Right, right. But, I mean, there's coins in circulation that still have some silver in them.
Oh, so yeah,
I could see, like, people like, okay, well, let me collect those.
Sure.
Right? You know, sort of a hedge, right? Because at least they have some sort of valuable material in them.
Well, if they look at the years, they can know which ones to keep and which ones not to keep.
Right. But outside of that, I don't, you
know. Was it 64 when they stopped doing the 90% and then they went into, like, 70 or 40%? I think it was 40%.
Yeah.
For a few years, and then they got rid of it entirely.
Yeah, I you were right on the first date. I don't know what the second date is, because you just say pre-64 and post-64.
Right,
there definitely was a time when it went down to zero.
So when you look at, for this coin shortage thing, you start seeing lots of stories about businesses that are changing how they behave. So one of them that's making the rounds right now is Kroger, the grocery store chain. They are now no longer giving out change to customers, according to Fox News.
Now, when you say
News.
Change, you mean coins only. Like, if I bring like a $20 bill and I buy $10 worth of groceries, they're going to give me my $10,
right? Yeah, specifically coin change.
Otherwise, I'm not shopping at Kroger, which I guess I'm not anyway. But
So they're halting the use of coin change at their stores in response to a shortage caused by the coronavirus pandemic, according to Fox 19 Cincinnati.
Go on.
The Federal Reserve said last month the pandemic has, quote, significantly disrupted the supply chain and normal circulation patterns for U.S. coin. What has happened is that, and tell me if this makes any sense to you.
Well, it doesn't already, because think of the coins in your pocket and ask yourself how many of them were coined this year.
Yeah. Almost none of them.
Exactly.
Right.
Quote, this is the explanation from the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, in a virtual hearing with the House Financial Services Committee on June 17th. He said, quote, what has happened is that with the partial closure of the economy, the flow of coins through the economy has gotten all, it's kind of stopped, he said. He continued by saying, The places where you go to give your coins and get credit at the store and get cash, you know, folding money, those have not been working. Stores have been closed. So the whole system has kind of had come to a stop.
Do you think
still doesn't explain why there's a shortage.
Do you think that, like, there's been some secret order for them to just, like, you know, start sucking up all the change, and I wonder.
Well, it could well be that they're getting ready for the last gasp of the dollar, and they don't want to have this metal out there that may well be worth, it may well be that they can't even maintain a nickel tin standard, and that, you know, these the quarters will be less worth far less than 25 cents or far more than 25 cents somewhere in the near future. I don't buy that it's a recent inability to produce coins. And the thing about them not circulating, mostly businesses buy their coins from the bank.
Yeah.
You know, every place I ever worked at, they gave out more coins than they took in.
I'm trying to think about what's coin operated anymore, because there used to be a large quantity of things like newspaper machines, mm-hmm. and arcade games and that kind
of
thing.
Arcades are basically done, but there's still plenty of vending machines out there
that take coin.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, you're seeing dollar acceptors more often because now you're seeing the price of vending machine products go above a dollar, like a soda pop or whatever. Here's the actual statement from the Federal Reserve itself, issued June 11th, strategic allocation of coin inventories. They say that the pandemic has disrupted the supply chain and the normal circulation patterns in the past few months. Coin deposits from depository institutions to the Federal Reserve have declined significantly, meaning from banks.
Okay.
To the Federal Reserve have declined significantly, and the U.S. Mint's production of coin also decreased due to measures put in place to protect its employees. Federal Reserve, but then again, as you point out, they're not relying on new coins.
How does that protect employees?
Federal Reserve,
it protects them from having jobs.
The Federal Reserve coin orders from depository institutions have begun to increase as regions open, resulting in the Federal Reserve's coin inventory being reduced to below normal levels. So they're saying that now that things are reopening, banks are asking for more coins, and the Federal Reserve didn't have the inventory to deal with it for whatever reason.
So once again, the Federal Reserve, poor at managing money.
What do you know? A central institution, centralized power.
If they understood basic economics, they would have known that they should have raised the price of coins until...
if it were a free market, yeah.
Although,
if the coronavirus pandemic, quote-unquote, and by this I mean the government shutdown, across all of the United States, maybe even the globe, all these other economies following suit, the United States in particular, I mean, yeah, you're going to see a reduction in the circulation of cash when you, cause 45 million people to suddenly be unemployed.
But if it was just a reduction in the circulation, then it would seem that the coins would have stayed where they were and then started moving again, right? Like, why would if it was just the circulation reducing and people stopped buying things, then they started buying things again, why would the coins not be there?
Right.
They're still where you left them.
That, and as people get poorer, you would expect that, like, I've had sometimes 10 pounds of change in my house. If I run low on cash, I'm going to bring that back to the store.
That's right.
So
I want to know
back
what...
in circulation. So I don't. None of what they're saying makes sense to me as an economist or as just as a person.
I wonder if Coinstar is hoarding all the coins.
I don't know.
Because, when you get poor for a minute, you're like, oh, time to hit up the Coinstar. Let me dump my coffee can of change.
They're selling
the
Bitcoin now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have for some time.
But for whatever reason, from what I understand, they're actually not selling it for coins. Like, you have to put dollars in or something. Like, there's some other... Like, you can't take your coins and get Bitcoin for your coins, which seems counterintuitive. Why would they...
That doesn't make any sense.
That's my understanding of how it works. So it's all very confusing, and it does lead one to ask the question, is this part of some long-term plot, I think, as you were alluding to there, Nobody? Because if tomorrow they said, all right, that's it, no more dollars, that would cause people to freak out. Right, like if they just had a solid deadline at the end of this week that no more businesses, you're no longer allowed to accept dollars, everybody has to go cards.
Physical dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to work for the unbanked. It's not going to work for the people that don't have credit cards. It's going to cause a lot of havoc in that short time frame.
Right.
But if instead they take a baby step and say, oh, no, there's no coins out there. Well, I guess we'll just have to stop accepting dollars here, there, and, in these different stores. Oh, don't worry. There's alternatives. Here's what you can do. And it seems like a smoother transition away from dollars. It's less obvious what's going on. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I can think The only positive I can think about any of that is that maybe it'll finally put a stop to people pricing things for like $1.99 instead of $2.
Isn't that irritating?
It's irritating
apparently
to me.
Apparently it makes stupid people think it costs less.
Yeah. This is exactly what it does. It's true. 855-450 free, like freedom. Free Talk Live is coming up. Do you have any reservations about losing your coins? Let us know.
This is John Stossel. Anything that makes it harder for you to speak limits your life. So if stuttering affects you or your child or someone you know, you can call the Stuttering Foundation for help. The number is 800-992-9392. That's toll-free, 800-992-9392. Or you can visit their website, www.stutteringhelp.org. They can refer you to expert help in your state.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever you want. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just go right away to your calls and your thoughts. We have Gene, the Christian anarchist, with us. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, guys. I've called a lot about mask studies that show that masks are ineffective and how very little they do unless you're using like an N95 with a proper seal. And even then, the effectiveness is pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
Regular masks and the cloth masks, the regular surgical masks are very, very ineffective. They'll stop you from spitting on somebody. That's about it.
Right.
And the cloth masks are actually more harmful than preventative because they cause a lot of bacteria and stuff to grow in them. And unless you're going to wash them regularly, which nobody does, you know, it's a waste of time. But yeah. I've got some stupid mask stories today.
Well, just real quick, Gene, for our listeners that, you know, maybe first-time listeners are just tuning in, you work in the medical industry, and you have for quite some time. Just so folks know where you're coming from, you're not just like a random caller saying these things. You've done your research, and you work in the industry. So I just want to make that clear to our listeners. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I've seen some really dumb examples of people falling for this propaganda about masks. There was... One day I was driving to the office. I saw a guy walking down the street wearing his mask. You see that quite a bit. That's pretty common. And then shortly after that, I saw a guy riding his bicycle down the street with a mask on.
I saw somebody jogging with their mask on.
You never know when someone might cough right in your face as you're riding a bicycle by them.
Yeah, it's crazy. But then that wasn't bad enough. Today I saw one that just takes the cake.
Hmm.
All right, so imagine this guy riding down the street on his big old Harley with the raised bars and the big old loud pipes and blah, 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 blah.
The ape hangers?
And,
mm-hmm.
Yep, and he's got a black face mask on. I go, oh, my gosh. I said, here's a tough motorcycle guy on his Harley trying to impress everybody with his loud pipes.
Hmm.
And he's wearing a mask. I almost wanted to roll down the window and say, hey, you big sissy. but I like my teeth too much, and I just went to the dentist today and got a new tooth put in. Wow. I didn't want to risk that.
Yeah, now,
but,
I've read a bit about the masks and, you know, that it can do harm, but it's the particle size, right? Isn't that the key to all of this? That, you know, regular cloth isn't woven tight enough to prevent the particles, particularly, you know, related to COVID spread, from passing through, right?
Yeah, and, you know, everybody's run into these people that when they talk, they spray a lot, you know, and definitely a mask is going to help if that person is sick and you're close to them and they're talking and they're spraying all over. Yeah, that the mask is going to help there. But it's not going to help you if you're healthy from not getting sick from somebody else because, well, it would stop the spittle. You know, you'd stop spittle. In fact, the surgical mask, that's the purpose of the surgical mask is for when you're in the operating room and you've got somebody cut open and there's blood and stuff and maybe the person starts to regurgitate or something and you've got liquids flying around, you don't want them going in your face and down your throat.
So right.
It's actually a liquid barrier. It's the barrier to prevent blood and bodily fluids from going into your mouth. That's what it's for.
Right. Sometimes when you cut into a person to perform surgery, they're a little juicy.
Yeah, and that's what the thing is for. It's not there to stop disease from getting to the surgeon. It's to prevent it is as far as the blood goes, but it's also to prevent the surgeon from exhaling and getting disease into the wound. But it's not there to filter anything out. It does filter to some extent, but it doesn't have the micron level that you need to filter out viruses. The effectiveness of mask is very, and it also in a surgical room, you're using a brand new surgical mask that just came out of a package and it's sterile.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you're done, that mask goes in the garbage. it doesn't do any good to wear the same mask all day,
right. Taking it on, putting it off, and so on.
Mm-hmm. I got a mask that I keep in my pocket because, you know, some places they say you got to wear a mask. So, and then we went to the ice cream parlor today. We went to Baskin Robbins, got some ice cream, and it said on the door, masks required.
Shouldn't they change their name to Maskin Robbins?
Yeah. So I went in, we went inside, we ordered our ice cream, we had our little masks on, and then, but they had, you know, every other table was open to sit at. So then we sat down to eat our ice cream, took our masks off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, how do you eat ice cream with a mask on?
Yeah, so you can take your mask off to eat the ice cream at the table, but you've got to have the mask on to order your ice cream. Well, you know, they've already got the glass case there that prevents you drooling into the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of funny things about masks, and it's entertaining, actually.
Well, and that's one way to look at it. I'm saddened by it. I mean, it's just disappointing.
I'm saddened by the entire propaganda thing that's going on in this country regarding, you know, all these statues and the masks and fear of dying of this virus that is not much more deadly than a regular flu. You know, a bad flu season is as deadly as this COVID. And now we're finding out that most of the population has already been exposed to this disease.
Right.
Most of the population has been exposed and either didn't get sick or got a little bit sick and then got well. So that's why we're finding out that so many of these people, you know, the tests are showing
there's
all
so many
these
cases.
Positive cases. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the positive cases don't mean anything. What means something is how many people are dying. And if you look at that number, it's tiny. It's very small.
Well, and I haven't been able to find any evidence that asymptomatic carriers spread coronavirus. Are you aware of any evidence that asymptomatic people spread it?
No, I think most of the studies now are showing that that was a fallacy. That was just something that somebody spit out there. And that's the problem with all of these things. You'll get one scientist somewhere who's a little outlier, and he'll make a claim that he thinks is a valid claim most of the time. I mean, I don't think most of them are lying, but he makes a claim saying that he thinks it's a valid claim. And then later, and that, of course, gets picked up by the media, thrown all over the papers, and then everybody starts repeating that. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, they have a study that shows, well, no, that's actually not a valid claim. Happened. But the study that comes out 3 weeks later doesn't get any press.
Right.
So everybody still believes what happened 3 weeks ago is true.
And plus, with this whole safety mentality that we were talking about earlier, people will just play it off and say, well, better safe than sorry. No big deal.
And I want to illustrate, to our callers, too, that if your government really cared about you, they would be teaching you how to strengthen your immune system.
Yeah, but you'd have to, like, go outside and get some sunlight and, you know, do things.
Also, the schools wouldn't prevent you from learning to think.
All right, well, thanks for the call tonight, Gene. We appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number if you'd like to take control of the airwaves. We've got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hosting an event at the White House with law enforcement officials, President Trump says his administration is pro-safety, pro-police, and anti-crime. The president also talks about the painting of Black Lives Matter on a street outside Trump Tower in New York City.
They want to do Black Lives Matter signs outside of Trump Tower. They ought to spend their time doing something else.
Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday ordered every county in California to halt indoor dining and bars, as well as shut down churches, gyms, and hair salons for 80% of the population as the state struggles to control its coronavirus spread. The hardest hit counties in California seeing the toughest restraints, including most of Southern California, as well as the Central Valley and San Francisco Bay Area. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Federal and Navy crews are still fighting a fire on a Navy ship in San Diego.
Right now, the priority is to fight the fire, get it out, so then we can take a complete assessment of the status.
Expeditionary Strike Group 3 Commander Philip Sobeck says firefighters and over 400 sailors are contributing to the effort after the USS Bonhomme Richard began burning on Sunday. Sobeck saying the upper decks of the ship continue to burn and have sustained damage. The heat is on for much of the country with heat advisories and excessive heat warnings from the panhandle of Florida all the way to California. In Phoenix, Arizona, cooling stations are being set up by the Salvation Army across the city.
We recognize that we're in the middle of a pandemic as well, and so all of our volunteers and all of our workers who are here, we don't reach into our coolers without having gloves on so that we make sure that we're contactless when we provide water to people.
Major Tim Smith with the Salvation Army speaking there on CBS 5 in Phoenix, Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
F is for free, the T is for talk, the L is for live. Yes, it's Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. That is our toll-free number. If you would like to call in and get on the air and talk about, well, whatever you want to talk about, or anything we've been talking about, it's up to you. That's why it's called Free Talk Live. You can also find us over at discord.lrn.fm if you want to join our Discord server. And you can also call in via the Discord server and sound as good as our last caller, the Christian Anarchist, sounded, as almost as if you're here in the studio with us. And speaking of us, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And myself, the captain. And I wanted to tell you that the next generation wallets is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. With the new Divvy wallet, or I'm sorry, when the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Moving along, were you done with your Federal Reserve funds?
Yeah, we covered that.
All right. I wanted to talk a little bit. I brought in an article from The Guardian. I don't really subscribe to this particular periodical, but I found this article rather interesting. The headline is, "The Secretive Government Agency Planting Cyanide Bombs Across the United States." This crossed my feed saying that one of these cyanide bombs has injured a child. And I was like, what? I don't understand. Why would some government agency be planting cyanide bombs anywhere that could possibly hurt a child? And so I wanted to talk about this a little bit. There's an organization called Wildlife Services, and it kills thousands of animals at ranches and farmers' behest, but it operates with little oversight, and critics describe it as out of control. Imagine that, some sort of government agency with little oversight that runs rampant. Never heard this story before. The call came over Tony Manu's police radio one March day in 2017. Some sort of pipe had exploded in the hills outside of Pocatello, Idaho, and the son of a well-known local doctor was hurt, or worse. Manu, a longtime detective with the county sheriff's office, was shocked. A pipe bomb in Pocatello? We were like, holy S, says Manu. He hit the gas and screeched up winding mountain roads from outside of town. I thought maybe the victim was missing a leg or something. That's what it sounded like. At the home.
Is it really that shocking? I mean, aren't teenage boys making pipe bombs anymore?
Yeah, what do they do for fun in Pocatello, Idaho these days?
Yeah,
I never actually made a pipe bomb growing up, but, you know, I would have loved to have done that.
I made really dangerous fireworks. I would take, like, regular, like, Black Cat fireworks, and I would just dump the powder out of them and then put it into, like, you know, a little bit of PVC with a couple caps on the end and make my own fuse and chuck it in the woods.
Okay,
and
technically, that's a pipe bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, chuck it in the woods and wait. And every now and again, one of them wouldn't go off.
Oh, God.
And you would want to wait, like, extra long because you didn't dare, like, go and try and find it and, you know, have it blow up in your face. So I did lose one once. It didn't go off, and we couldn't find where it went. And so, yeah. But, you know, I was 10 or something, 12 maybe, 11. I don't know. Hard to tell. At any rate, at the home of Dr. Mansfield and his family, he found a frightening scene. On the driveway, just outside of the sprawling timbered house, the family's dog, Casey, was dead. Inside the home, Canyon Mansfield, 14 years old, the youngest of three children, was sobbing. His head was pounding, and his eyes were burning. He needed to go to the emergency room. Manu soon pieced the story together. While playing in the woods behind the family home, Canyon and his dog had stumbled upon a strange device that sprayed them in the face with a dose of sodium cyanide. The boy managed to quickly clean the poison out of his eyes, but the dog collapsed and started convulsing. As Casey lay dying on the hillside, Dr. Mansfield had wanted to give Casey CPR, but Canyon told him that if he did, he'd ingest the deadly stuff himself. It didn't take Detective Manu and his team of investigators long to uncover how it got there. The so-called cyanide bomb was not the work of some rogue actor or terrorist cell, or some 12-year-old playing with fireworks. It had been installed by a federal employee on official business.
I thought you said it wasn't a terrorist cell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. We should submit a correction to the article.
Yes.
The
government is the terrorist.
Yeah. Do you remember back in the day when the government was trying to define terrorism that they had struggled with writing a definition for it that didn't include themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, quote, "The United States government put a cyanide bomb 350 feet from my house and killed my dog and poisoned my child," unquote, said Teresa Mansfield.
As she obediently wrote a check to the IRS for this year's taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that that's a fact, but I would assume that that's the most likely scenario.
I mean, that's how it is. I mean, people have been abused by this system left and right, and they keep doing what they're told.
Oh, of course.
It's just a fluke. I mean, this is just one strange government program. For the most part, the government's good. They help people.
War and
right?
peace.
Well,
freedom
they're
and strength.
Still going to kill you if you don't pay your taxes.
Freedom is slavery, right? It's all of the Orwellisms that are coming to pass, or have already come.
Stay safe.
Yes. The new normal. Cyanide bombs.
Just watch out for the cyanide bombs.
More than 3 years later, she and her husband are in the midst of a legal and political campaign to hold the government accountable.
Well, they're going to die, and that's never going to happen.
Sorry, that it.
You're going
to
die.
Whenever I hear that, I just laugh because I know it's futile.
Yeah, it is.
And try to ban the use of cyanide bombs nationwide. I'm after justice, she said. If you hadn't heard of the U.S. agency that placed the bomb, you're not alone. Its name is Wildlife Services. And for years, it has operated in relative obscurity.
Surprise! There's a ton of government agencies you've never heard of. Yeah.
With limited oversight from Congress or the American public. Again, surprise! Housed in the Department of Agriculture, the agency primarily works on behalf of private ranchers and farmers, killing coyotes, wolves, bears, birds, and other creatures that cause problems for agricultural interests. In 2018, it exterminated nearly 1.5 million native animals and a huge number of invasive animals as well.
Sounds to me like a service that could very easily be done by the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, much like you would hire somebody to care for your lawn, you know, I would imagine that you could hire somebody
to kill some animals.
Care for the pests that, you know, invade your farm or whatever.
Except these corporations want the taxpayers to pay for it, right?
Well, yeah. They don't want to pay for it themselves, even though they do, and they pay far more than what the market would charge.
Oh, they are paying?
I'm just saying via tax, right?
Well, the corporations don't pay taxes. People pay taxes.
Right, the customers pay.
Correct. Sometimes its agents shoot wolves or coyotes from helicopters. Sometimes they employ leg traps and snares. And sometimes they place poison devices on public and private land.
Wow.
M44s, also known as cyanide bombs, are baited and spring-loaded tubes that spray an orange plume of cyanide powder when they are triggered.
Wow.
Aimed at coyotes and other canids that predate livestock, they killed 6,500 animals in 2018 alone. Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon, a longtime critic of Wildlife Services, has described the agency as more secretive than the Department of Homeland Security.
I didn't think anybody was more secretive than that, except the Federal Reserve.
Well, I mean, probably the departments that are more secretive than them are ones I haven't heard of because they're so secretive.
True.
I'm guessing. He says, I served on the Homeland Security Committee for a decade, and Wildlife Services, so-called, is more opaque than some of our intelligence agencies. Basically, in some cases, it's rogue, he said, and the agency, which has a century-long history of roughly 2,000 employees, is highly decentralized. Yep. Nothing like
decentralized.
Well, decentralized from the monolith of the government, anyway. 855 450 free. Do you want your government planting cyanide bombs? More coming up.
I'm going to say no.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, welcome back. It's Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show where you can take control of the air and talk about anything you'd like. Our toll-free number here, if you'd like to talk to us, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And while we were during the break there, you had mentioned something about California going back into lockdown.
Yeah, I know. Don't you really be too surprised about this. California, one of the most restrictive of all of the 50 states during the COVID crackdown, is re-cracking down. As we've heard some states saying, restaurants must close. They're putting in more restrictions, re-bringing back restrictions. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has now, as of today, ordered all counties in the state to close all bars and indoor operations of businesses, including restaurants, movie theaters, and museums, as COVID-19 cases continue to climb. Remember, just the cases are climbing.
Right, yeah. The narrative has changed. They used to highlight the number of deaths.
Yeah.
But because that's been declining, they've now changed the key word to cases. I don't know. If you're in California, aren't you tired of being poor, being forced to be poor?
You're not poor enough yet, apparently.
Apparently, they haven't created enough. If you're of the freedom mind and you live in any of these states, I encourage you to pack up and come to New Hampshire. There are jobs here. Everybody seems to be working remotely these days because of the COVID crackdown. And so, you know, perhaps if you have skills that translate to remote work, it'll be easy for you to move and join other liberty-minded folks.
The businesses will be allowed to operate outdoors if possible, except for bars, he said. So forget about it if you're a bar owner. You're done. In addition to the statewide owner, Newsom said he will also be closing... order. Newsom said he would close indoor operations for fitness centers, worship services, personal care services, malls, offices, hair salons, and barbershops for 30 counties on California's monitoring list, which represents 80% of the state's population.
Does it say when?
Immediately. I'm pretty sure immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
And for all this shutting down that they've gone through, California has, what, the worst problem in the nation with COVID, or the second worst after New York? I seem to remember that the only places where people were really getting sick were New York and L.A.
I believe you are accurate in the reports. Anyway, I've read similar reports that, you know, East Coast, New York-ish, Massachusetts, I think, you know, the sort of that New England coast area, you know, down to New York, had like the highest count for some reason. But these were also the places, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe these were also the places where the governors were sending people with COVID into the nursing homes.
Yeah. That happened
Why?
In New York.
I don't know. Why? It sounds like a very moronic idea. Hey, let's take somebody showing symptoms of COVID and send them to a nursing home.
Why? Because we're morons. M-O-U-S.
M-O-R-A-N-S.
Moron mouse.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Kirby calling from Indianapolis. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Kirby.
Man, I got a crazy COVID story for you.
Okay.
I was walking home 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and I'm going past the health clinic a couple blocks from my house, and all of a sudden this guy comes running out the front of the clinic, runs straight up to me, sprinting, stops just short and goes, "Where's your COVID, man?" I'm like, dude, I'm not a sheeple. I don't go bad, so I don't wear one. He couldn't believe it.
And where was this again? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Indianapolis. Okay. This is Indianapolis, Indiana, right in the center of the city.
Okay.
I was downtown today on my way to work, and we have this mandatory face covering order now. And I'm not abiding by it.
Good.
And this lady walks up and goes, you know, he really should be wearing a mask. And it took every ounce of self-restraint not to cuss her out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I actually had a guy call me a sociopath over the weekend. I'm like, dude, why? Because I don't agree with you.
This has to be a city thing because I don't get it anywhere around here. I mean, it's got to be a city thing. I know that Nick Shankin, who was up here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he's formerly a Keene activist. He lived here for like a year, and then he moved back to Philly.
Uh-huh.
He wants to move back to New Hampshire because he's sick and tired of being around 95% mask wearers and getting shamed for just trying to live life normally. It's sad.
I've only had the one guy, you know, telling me to stay away from him because he didn't want to die here in Keene as I was walking through a parking
lot.
Why'd
you leave your house?
Yeah.
But
if you're that scared.
Other than that, you know, the businesses here have the signs up that say, you know, blah, 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 mask, mask, mask. But you walk in and you go about your business and nobody really says anything. And it's
they don't
fine.
Say anything, but there's a tremendous level of mask compliance. I mean, you know, it's not as high as the cities where it's supposedly 95 to 100%. But here the other day, it was probably like 60% at Walmart. I think yesterday I was there. And then the next store I went into was like 50-50. At Aldi.
I've been out to eat a few times since the, you know, restaurants and whatever have been allowed to you know, open and sit you and you can have dinner and that kind of thing. And
His Excellency will permit you to dine.
Yes. and so, of course, all of the wait staff must wear the masks, right? Their business, you know, compels them to do so. They don't want to get fired, so they wear the mask. Almost every one of them. When I say, you know, they say, oh, sorry, I'm talking through the mask or whatever, you know, or the mask slips down past their nose. They apologize. They don't want to get in trouble for, you know, not wearing the mask properly or whatever. And I, as soon as I tell them, like, look, I don't care about any of that. I'm not wearing one. And, you know, I'd rather see your face. You can just see the, oh, thank God on their face, right? You know, some of them have come right out and said, oh, thank God, you know, kind of a thing. So, Kirby, what else?
You don't. I went to the gun store today. They got a sign on the front door that says you have to wear a mask. I walk in, three clerks in there, nobody wearing a mask.
Nice.
They got it around their neck. And I'm like, you know, dude, I agree with you because I don't want to walk around here looking like a member of one of Prince's early bands, if you know who I'm talking about.
I wouldn't walk into a gun store wearing a mask.
Right?
That's exactly. Just a bad plan. I mean, I as a black guy, don't want to walk into anybody's store wearing a mask. Because now you can't see my face, and all they're going to say, it was a black guy in a mask.
Right, or a bank.
I'm good with that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry tonight, Kirby. I truly fit the description now.
Thanks for the call tonight, Kirby. It's insane, man. It is just insane how everything has turned upside down just since, you know, March or so.
4 months now.
And I predicted it when it happened. We talked about it here on the air, and I said it was going to get dumber, and it certainly has. The dumbness has not subsided. We're on a steep upward incline. If there was such a thing as dumb coin, and we could have attached it to the stupidity level of the general population, why, we'd probably be rich right now.
Where will the peak dumb be, though? I mean, are we even close? Or
I don't think
we
so.
We haven't approached peak dumb yet.
I think they'd have to be rolling out government Brondo to everybody, you know, to reach peak dumbness.
But it's got electrolytes. Yeah. It's what's plant craze.
That's what I've been told. So circling back to this article on these cyanide bombs.
And it killed that
cyanide
dog, right?
Actually, yeah. Also has electrolytes.
Is that the picture of the dog with the kid there?
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
So sad.
So Congressman Peter DeFazio said that he served on Homeland Security and he had no idea who this Wildlife Services Agency was.
That's because they're not part of Homeland Security. They're part of the Department of Agriculture.
Right. But even local law enforcement agencies have been unaware of the extent of the agency's activities in their jurisdiction.
Which, for those of you just tuning in, includes putting cyanide bombs on private and public lands that some kid went up to and got sprayed in the face with him and his dog.
Yep.
Killing the dog.
This from Lauren Nielsen, the longtime sheriff.
If you were a private exterminator and you randomly left a cyanide bomb out, killed a neighbor's kid, what would your liability position be? I think you'd get sued.
I think so.
Brutally.
And you deserve it.
Yes.
Quote, I'm telling you, I was in the total dark, unquote, said Lauren Nielsen, the longtime sheriff of Bannock County, whose team of detectives responded to the Mansfield poisoning. I had no idea Wildlife Service existed and why they existed, and it still boggles me, he said. He was never notified. He was never notified that the agency was placing cyanide bombs in his community or that such a thing even existed.
And what's going to change?
Oh, nothing. Of course not. It's the government. Here.
Just teach
have
your kids.
Some.
Teach your kids what a cyanide bomb looks like.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. And LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.